And again, I would compare those to the kind of magical harmony that was done by Simon and Garfunkel. It's got that feel for it somehow. Did you study at their feet? I mean, did you look up Art Garfunkel and say, could you train me a little bit how to do that kind of wonderful music?
Not exactly.
No.
I think, you know, a lot of what they're drawing on is a long tradition of ballad singing in the sort of like Anglo-American past, I guess, but pre-Simon and Garfunkel. So there's something about the soup that you grow up in, that you're swimming in, that really like affects the sounds that you're able to imagine and hear. And I think for Liam and I both, part of the vocabulary that came naturally to us was the close harmony singing. Not just from folk music, but from the kind of like Tin Pan Alley era singers as well. But there's just a lot of tight harmony singing, the Everly Brothers, even that whole crew.
Is the fact that you're into this kind of music instead of rap or hip-hop or whatever the variety of music that one could choose from now, does this mean that, like the song, Just for a Moment, you're a bit out of step with time? Or?
Well, I wouldn't say that we're into this music to the exclusion of any other kind of music. That's the music that we're writing in this band, but I think both of us have a pretty voracious musical appetite, and certainly in our other creative projects, we are more obviously drawing on different kinds of music art forms that are out there. So, yeah, it may seem like some of this music, it employs a lot of instruments that have existed for a long time and ways of using language and voices to make sound. But I don't know. I think that's a very, like, surface way of hearing the music that has a lot in common with a lot of kind of music that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. I've got a son who's 30 years old, and he certainly is drawn to some songs that are part of my background as well, although hip-hop and maybe towards rap are more of central interest to him, I'd say. But still, there's, you know, a John Prine song will call to him, or Tom Waits calls to him in some ways, and I'm not sure why those particularly are of interest to him. I am wondering about the various markets. I mean, if you're going into jazz, if you're going into classical, there's a certain subset of listeners in the United States who are predisposed in your direction. Does that affect at all where you get to go and play and who shows up to listen to you?
It does, but we're never aiming to be stuck in those places. I mean, we just want to play for people. And I think there's some really supportive communities that are built up around folk music and folk song. And we're really, like, grateful to those communities that welcome us in, even when we're traveling from far away. But, yeah, but we want to speak to all kinds of people, because I think all kinds of people are interested in songs. Like, they're interested in interesting music. And it's just about being in the same room at the same time. So that's our goal.
Songs and stories, too. I think, like, the gathering around the campfire to hear a song or a story, it's just such a human need. And a certain kind of music really prioritizes the storytelling part of it. And that's just, I think, people want that. People crave being entertained and engaged in that way.